full-time positions between the hours of 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. on Mondays and Fridays. No qualified candidate will be turned away, and positions will be hired on the spot. Hostess Brands offers competitive pay and a comprehensive benefit package. Questions? Please contact A. Hines at hostessbrands.com. Hostess Brands LLC is an equal opportunity employer.
KBOE Live and Local, good morning, 826, sunshine and 67 degrees. What's in outdoors? Bill Totten, hanging out to Council Grove Studio North here this morning. Phil's got some winners to announce from, you know, the Summer Kids Fishing Contest. Phil, good morning, how are you?
Well, Ron, I'm hanging in there. I got some new hearing aids the other day, and it's opened up a brand new world to me.
You're living in a new world now, huh?
Well, I don't mind taking them out either. I sort of like the quiet.
All right. So I know you've been a busy guy.
I was really interested in listening to Julie talk about Symphony of the Flint Hills. I was a part of that tour guide for many years and participating with that with Roger Wells and the late Tom Eddy. It was really enjoyable. And the rain amount that they've had up through there, that was when I did my first Symphony on the Flint Hills up through Eskridge. It should really have a lot of profusion of wildflowers out there, so it's going to be an enjoyable day, provided Mother Nature holds off.
Yeah.
There in Studio North, we haven't had very much rain. It's really rained at the marina. It's just crazy how it can be in one area, and just 2 miles away, there's nothing going on.
But, you need rain
we
there.
Did have our,
you need rain at your house then, huh?
We need rain big time at our house, and I was busy yesterday, and we have some friends up from, well, they're in Oklahoma now, but they were from New Mexico, and we're going to have quite a reunion of Ginger's family down here this weekend and on through the week, so I hope I live through that. But, no, KV, he's fixing my hose now so I can water the garden. That's how dry it is out in Studio North. But we did have our second week drawing of winners, and Ron, the stories that the kids send in and then meeting their parents is really something that I look forward to and talking to them. And anybody can win, but if you write a little bit too, you know, about the story, it's going to be so nice because that'll make it eligible for our $100 gift certificates in September at the end of the contest. So this week's winners with the bass category was Daxton Meek. His sister won last week, and they fish the lake over at Melbourne quite a bit. I believe they live in the Osage City area. So Daxton's a big winner with the bass. He's 7 years old. Boo Stevenson, 3, won with the catfish, and it shows Boo, and we do have post up on Facebook, showing the kids and their parents with the fish, and he's a little bit leery about holding that catfish. And sometimes the youngsters are, you know, scared to touch a fish. But like I was over at the Jaeger Jenkins Memorial Catfishing Tournament, seeing those kids come up and rub those big catfish like stuffed animals was really good to my heart seeing that. And goodness, what a success they had over there last week. I think it's 250 pounds won the tournament. That was pretty cool, and just seeing the whole community come out and support that was a nice event. Our crappie winner was a big-time winner last year several times that he won, and he fishes Hillsdale quite a bit. It's Logan Schweitzer, and Logan's quite a fisherman. I'm going to try to get him on one of our regular radio shows sometimes just to talk about his love of fishing. Now, Ron, here's a real great story, and it keeps me all over the United States. And last year we had an entry from Georgia. This year, our winner in the sunfish division is Connor Chmielewski, and he's 6. And they have never fished Kansas. He heard the mother heard about the contest through one of the Facebook posts that we put up on different addresses and entered. And just a great picture of him and a fishing friend with a sunfish out of Balsam Lake, Wisconsin.
Ooh, okay.
And he's 6 years old. Chloe McNeil, she's the winner of our Anything Goes category, and she had a big old carp that her mother had to help her land. It was so big. And it's a picture of that there, and just her smile was really cool. And mother stated that in her letter, caught it on some green smelly substance. You get out there to fish, and the things that people use, and I'm all ears because I like to catch fish. It's a lot of fun. But seeing the smiles of the kids, and, you know, I always say catching smiles and memories will last a lifetime is what it's all about.
Sure is.
Ron, we went to Cabela's yesterday with Patricia Sanriez and Sally Sanchez with our VAP group, Bama Safe Score. We've been recognized, and they made a great donation. I come home with over 100 fishing rods and 125 fishing reels.
Whoa!
And so I will be putting them together, and we got just a whole lot of events. I'm going to try to get something together with our Friend Rivers Junior Shooting Sports, that any child that enters that does not have a fishing pole, we're going to provide a fishing pole with them.
Boy, what a nice touch, yeah.
We're helping Camp Alexander, and then also their summer camp once again with a donation of fishing poles, and also they're at Payrock. They're just doing a great job of promoting the outdoors in Kansas there around Emporia.
Well, indeed, and boy, I appreciate your support. So you were at the final weigh-in Sunday? At the fishing tournament in Hartford Sunday?
Yes, it was great seeing some old friends up in that neck of the woods and seeing Mr. Carl Poles coming there. And it takes a man to handle a 50, 55-pound flathead, and seeing them bring him out of those tanks and to weigh. Of course, the basketball team had burritos out there and just the sponsors. And, of course, Nick does just a great job getting that out. And I'm going to try to hook them up with some other people to make just a bigger, better event next year.
Well, but, and you made quite a donation there, too. You had, a lifetime hunting and fishing license you donated?
Yes. They had the kids out doing our backyard bass game, and if the winner was 11-year-old young man, if the winner would have been 7 or under, they would have won a lifetime combo hunting and fishing, which for kids 6 and 7 is $502.50, but for kids under 5 and under, they can get one for $300. So I'm urging parents to take advantage of this big savings and get these kids a lifetime license if they can. We'll be awarding another one there at the Twin Rivers Junior Shooting Sports with old Bev, and of course Megan Hilbish is really making some big noise outdoors with, we're not only shooting that gun, but with where she's going now. And I can't even pronounce that country.
Yeah, I know. Don't ask me to help you on that one right now, Phil.
Big news, too, is we have the annual worm race coming up at the public library, Ron.
When's that?
It's going to be June 20th, and yeah. I've been asked to be a judge once again. And it's really that little tip now, parents, if you're listening to this and you plan on coming to the worm race, and we are going to award the first three winners a fishing combo, is to keep those worms cool. Don't let the child have them in his hand for a long, long time, and then when you drop it on the board, wonder why it's not moving. Because worms, they just can't take the heat very long. And I do urge people that buy worms or even minnows now with the heat coming on, is to spend a little bit of extra money and get you a nice cooler so you can keep those worms cool. With minnows, get an aerator to go with it to provide air to the water, and it'll keep the bait alive a lot longer. With Julie, too, and maybe I mentioned it, I need to give her a tip of the hat. She caught quite a walleye in the city lake, and her post was just so cool. Generally, moms are helping the kids fish, but Julie, she got the score on a big walleye. And yesterday, Phil Harden, he caught a nice fish here, 27-inch, over 7 pounds in the city lake. Or some of these older people are saying, Phil, you need to have a contest for us oldsters sometimes. I just let them know that their winter's living as long as they have, you know.
Well, of course, the big Washunga Day activities down in Council Grove next weekend, too. So that place will be a hopping, Phil.
Yes, it is. And they do a great job with that. These programs are just getting bigger and bigger. And, of course, you know, look at the success of Unbound Gravel there last week. And a lot of those bikers will come over to the marina. Now the marina on the water is open. We'll open today at 3:00 with refreshments, and come on down and share some fishing stories. I'm going to try to organize a pitch league down there, but I don't know how that's going to do. It's just playing cards and talking just goes right along with fishing.
Okay. All right, Phil, good report. We appreciate it.
Appreciate you, Ron. We'll have a regular show up on the 19th. The Weston Outdoors did award another $1,000 scholarship to a young lady, and I think she plans on attending Emporia SU and take advantage of all the education that Payrock is going to offer. I'm going to see if I can't get her on the show. And folks, if anybody out there, we call it our second cast program. If you might have some fishing equipment that is just, you know, occupying space in your closet, in your garage that you don't use anymore, then I might trade you some fresh fish for that equipment so I can get it into the hands of the young and old alike that want to go fishing.
That's a win-win deal right there. Thank you, Phil.
Thank you, sir. Have a good weekend.
Phil Totten, What's In Outdoors. Phil's with us every Friday. We've got the main show the third Friday of every month, but during the kids' fishing contest, Phil joins us to update us on the weekly winners and quickly filling us in on what else is happening. So good to have Phil back on a weekly basis right here. KVOE 838, sunshine and 68 degrees.
Another development in the federal indictment against former President Trump over his classified documents.